Alright, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on the top of page 141. Just remember again that Ramchal mentioned yesterday that in order to truly understand it, to appreciate the Midah of Zrizos, what we're going to do is focus a little bit and try to understand the Midah of Atzlos, the Midah of laziness. So writes the Ramchal, so the paragraph begins on page 141, L'chora yeshna techusha sheba atzlos la'osim dvarim ra'im. Sinezik rishon ba'atzlos, Omer Shlomo, ha'atzlos hi davar ma'od machshil lama. So why is it, why Shlomo Melech says, that laziness is exceptionally detrimental. Machshil ma'od literally means it's a stumbling block. So why is laziness such a stumbling block? So very simply, kinira she'ata lo'oseh shum dovara. Because the truth is, when you look at laziness, so everyone will agree that laziness is not something that's great. But at the end of the day, I'm not really doing anything wrong. Or at least that's what people think. I'm not, what am I, I'm a little bit lazy. So that, what avera is that? Show me in the Torah where it says, you can't be lazy. Show me in the Torah where there's some kind of love.
So Nezek Rishon, the first damage, the first sentence. First few words.
Right.
Can you translate
that? First damage. So he says, Ma'atasi, so Mashura. So what have I done? What have I done? Meaning, have I done something terrible? Lo asi saklum. The truth is, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't eat treif. I didn't wear shat. Thank you very much. I didn't wear shatnez. I didn't violate Shabbos. Lo asi saveros. Lo shavar toklum. I didn't do any kind of averos. I didn't break anything. Ma ra boze. What negativity have I done? Yashanta yomayim ratzuf lo asisa klum marabaza. I slept for 2 days straight, right? So what's wrong, right? If anything, I just feel rested, right? What did I do wrong with that? Him dibar to lashon hara. What did I speak lashon hara while I was sleeping? Lo, if anything, I can make the argument. You know, we Jews were very convincing, so I can say if anything, when I slept for 2 days straight, I avoided so many negative things, right? I didn't speak any lashon hara. I didn't get myself into any kind of trouble. Atoya shanta lo chilalta Shabbos. Let's say again, I went to sleep an entire Shabbos. Givaldik, you know what? I saved myself from any potential chil Shabbos. Ma ra baze. What negative thing have I done? In other words, what negativity is there in what I did? So as I see here with Ramchal, Rav Castillo, is trying to point out over here, we'll all agree, no one aspires to be lazy, right? And no one aspires to go ahead and be steeped in the midah of atzlos. But at the end of the day, if I am lazy, it's not like I feel all that guilty about it, because lemaisa again, I haven't done anything. Well, by the way, I'll point out to you, you know, just to amplify this point, you know, he gives the example of sleeping all of Shabbos. You know, there is one element of this on Yom Kippur. You know, the Gemara brings down that if a person slept the entire Yom Kippur, not something to aspire to, but lemaisa, again, a person has fulfilled the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. So, you know, there is at least one day on the calendar where if you slept the entire day, you actually get a mitzvah. I mean, not for the act of sleeping, obviously, but lemaisa, again, for fasting. So the Ramchal says, or the Rav Kashtiel says, that the great challenge of laziness is, what did I do wrong? I understand it's not the best mitzvah in the world, but did I do something wrong? Did I commit some type of avera? Lama ha'atzlos tofes says nofach kol kach chazak. Why is it that the midah of atzlos occupies such a negative position? So in other words, remember, Shlomo HaMelech was railing against laziness. So what is the big deal? Why so negative? Lama kasha lismodidita. But say furthermore, why is it so difficult for us to contend with laziness? In other words, if a person is lazy, so we know that it could be one of the hardest midos to be able to contend with, to shake myself out of that. Ki ba'atzlos yesh lichora min techusha shatalo oseh shum davara. So now he's jumping a little bit out of order. The reason why it is so difficult to overcome and to contend with laziness is because it's easy to convince myself when it comes to laziness that I'm not doing anything wrong. He says, "Zelo mashu lo musari, l'ma lo musari belanuach." Because after all, again, I'm not doing anything bad. What's bad about sleeping for 2 days? You might want to say that again, Lamaisa, I'm not going ahead. Perhaps I'm not going ahead and doing the right thing. But I can't call that something terrible. So this is very important. So remember, we're doing two things simultaneously here. So number one, we're trying to understand what is so bad about Atzlus. What is so bad about laziness? That's number one. And number two, just parenthetically, you want to know why it's so difficult to overcome the attribute of laziness is because Lemaisa, I don't really see anything wrong in it. Is if you ask me why laziness is not good, I'll tell you it's not a good attribute. But can I tell you why Shlomo HaMelech makes it sound like it's a horrible avera? I don't know why Shlomo HaMelech is so hung up on it, and I don't know why he says that I'm a brother to the person who destroys things. I don't understand that type of verbiage. So watch this. But the reality is, laziness is terrible, right? And laziness is a terrible avera. Zema'od mefata lipo b'resha shala atzlus. And before we even know why laziness is so bad, you know why laziness is so destructive? Because it's virtually, not impossible, it's very difficult to extract yourself from it. Literally, it seduces you to fall into the trap of laziness. Because on the surface, I'm not doing anything bad. 141 second to last paragraph. So let's just listen to this. Understand the psychology here. You know, if I speak Lashon Hara, or I go ahead and I'm an immoral person. Those are defined acts of I've committed something wrong. Now, on one hand, the bad news is I've done an avera. The good news is I've done an avera. I've identified the weakness in my spiritual metal, and now I know what I have to do in order to improve. Meaning, it's defined. When I know the mistake, then ultimately I could figure out the plan to try to repair it. Well, so this is why you don't understand that in tshuva, in the process of tshuva, the first step of tshuva, even before you get to vidui recognition, is an intellectual or mental recognition of what I've done wrong. If there's no recognition of what I've done wrong, tshuva is impossible. So therefore, says Rav Kashtel, the problem over here with atzlus, with laziness, is I don't even really know I did anything wrong. I slept in. It's not good. But, you know, Baruch Hashem, I will say the defense mechanism that many of us have for laziness is what? At least it's not a real avera, right? So meaning, I might be lazy, but at least at the end of the day, I didn't speak Lashon Hara, I didn't kill anyone, I didn't commit adultery, you know? So Baruch Hashem, I'm on pretty good foot. Everybody has their weaknesses. I'm on pretty good footing over here. So says Rav Kashtiel, herein lies the greatest challenge with laziness, is that often there's not even a recognition that there's something wrong with it. He goes on, he says, Avala MSE, the truth is, Amar Shlomo, Shata Mevira, Atayotra, the reality is that if I'm lazy, I bring about evil and I create evil. Afapi Sha'atala Mashkis, even though I am not considered a destroyer and that I'm not going ahead and committing other Averos, Al Takshov Sha'ata Rachok Mimashkis, don't think you're so far from being a destroyer. Ata'ach Shel Mashkis. So once remember again, this is the Pasuk in Mishlei, where Shlomo said that the lazy person is the brother of the destroyer. Ata ben gilo shel mashkis. I am literally, ben gilo means I'm the peer of the mashkis. Ata mashkis katan. Right, you're a mashkisala. Right, you're not a grown up mashkis, but you're a little mashkis. Lama ata mashkis. Why destroy yourself and destroy your life through the midah ultimately of laziness? Last paragraph, page 141. Because here we go. Because when a person doesn't make himself strong, if I don't prepare my spiritual world with an etzura, in a form of zrizos, who no sein kriyas kivun, no sein chizak l'netia, shlo l'hiskadim. But this is a very profound statement. Who no sein kriyas kivun, he creates a direction. But what direction? It's the direction of no direction. You see, Rabbi Yosef, here's what's amazing. is that in life there's always a direction. Everybody always has a direction. Some people are moving forward, and some people, their direction is not to move forward. See, well, see, here's what's amazing. What Rav Kashtila's president, Rav Chal, is saying is that Lamaisa, people think that laziness is a lack of direction. But the truth is, it's not true. When a person is lazy, they're saying for themselves, my direction is no direction. I am actively choosing to have no direction in life. And I will say, you see, everyone thinks that if I'm lazy, I'm not making any significant or serious statements. Right? I mean, what am I doing? What am I doing? Meaning, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not so zoris. What's the big deal? We'll say, so says Ramchal, the big deal is because if I'm lazy, lemaisa, what I'm saying is I don't need a direction to be successful in life. That I'm going to be successful while being directionless. And Rabosai, now we understand why Shlomo says, Achu le'ish mashchis. Really? You're going to get through life without direction? You're going to get through life without a plan? You're going to get through life, you think, without having any kind of kivun, any kind of direction in your life? You're in for a terrible mistake. You're going to be terrible. And that's why Shlomo Melech says, such a person, Achu le'ish mashchis. Ultimately, again, he is going to be the brother, ultimately, again, to the destroyer. So he goes on. Who knows sin kriyas chizuk lunetia shomeres haruach ha'ish pochos chashuva b'chayim. Well, say essentially what I'm saying is when a person is lazy, effectively what I'm saying is that adama is more important than ish. That's essentially what I'm saying. Adama, the ability to remain in place, it's more important than ish. I don't need, lo tzarich lehit kadem. There is no need to move myself forward. 142, let's finish the section. So we'll say at first glance, Masha Asisa, Zebesacha Kolon Osatala Ish Livar, Asa Ish Livara. So we'll say at first glance, what have I done wrong? I haven't allowed my Ish to burn. In other words, that I remember, going back to what we've learned, person is a composite of two different kohos, the koach of Ish, the koach of Adama. I'm choosing to be lazy, so Lemaisa again, I am allowing my Adama to overcome my Ish. Avalim Ato Omer La'atzmecha. So we'll say, let me just say this, because this is exceptionally profound. We all sin. Some of us commit big averos, some of us commit small averos. Some of us sin recreationally, some of us sin habitually. Okay? That's the derech ha'chayim. The most important thing, however, is to recognize that what I'm doing is wrong and needs to be fixed. Okay, so as long as I know that, even Yavos says sometimes in life, I know what I'm doing is wrong. I know that I need to fix it. I can't fix it this moment. I can't fix it this moment. That's for a variety of reasons. He'll say it's okay. Meaning, sometimes you can't fix all of your problems immediately. But as long as I've identified what the problems are and what needs to be fixed, and I'm actively working on a strategy to fix it, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, fine. As long as I know you're on it, then Lemaisa, again, I could live with that. What's the greatest challenge? The greatest challenge is when I'm committing averos, I don't realize I'm committing averos, or I realize I'm committing averos, but what? I minimize them. I minimize the impact. Not a big deal. Now, this is my simchal yom. Right? This is who I am. Really? This is who you are. And if you were a drug abuser, you'd say this is who you are. If you're alcoholic, this is who you are. Right? If you lost all of your money gambling, this is who you are. People get help for their problems. So that's the problem. Says Rav Kashi Zamchal, that when I accept the fact that no, this is who I am. Every person has positive things, every person has faults. These are my faults. Love it or leave it. Hear this all the time. Right? This is who I am. Says Rav Kashtiel, says the Ramchal. No. The Jew doesn't have the luxury of saying this is who I am. The Jew instead says, this is who I am right now. These are the problems, the challenges I have, and I have to figure out how to move forward. The problem, says Rav Kashtiel, particularly in the midah of laziness, is what? That lemaisa, when it comes to laziness, a person minimizes it. And a person says, no big deal. No big deal. So I'm a little bit lazy. Nunu, so I'm not so zoriz. Nunu, no big deal. Says Ramchal, here's the problem. Again, let's read that paragraph one once more. But my batter, you shown at first glance. So what have I done? I've prevented the fire from burning. So the fire doesn't burn. The fire of Ish, So here's the problem. Are there times where the fire doesn't burn? Of course. Are there times where I'm more Adama than Ish? Absolutely. The challenge is when a person says it's not a big deal. If I'm more Adama than Ish. The problem is, it's not when a person says it's not a big deal if I'm not so zoriz, if I'm a little bit lazy. What's the big deal? But also, when a person begins to say that zrizus is not the ikra chayim, when a person begins to say that zrizus is not the ikra of life, oh, then Ramchal says, oh, then Houston, we have a problem. Then that's a big, big problem. Because when a person decentralizes the importance of zrizus, when a person begins to say it's okay to be more Adama than Ish, that's when a person sets themselves up for a lifetime of failure. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says that the Otzel, the lazy person, most of the time, not that a person is lazy. He will say, you know what's important to understand with this, we really have to stop. What his brother's son is, everything you do and everything you say in life reflects your hierarchy of importance. What's important? We spoke about this last week a little bit. What's important to you in life? Right? What is important? When a person says ultimately again that I'm okay being lazy, person says I'm okay being an otzel, I'm okay not being zoriz. What they're really saying in life is that avodas Hashem is not important to me. Because Rabbi said, without zrizos, as we're going to learn, there is no service and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without zrizos, there are no mitzvos. Without zrizos, there's no spiritual avoda. When a person says, I'm lazy, and they make the adama, the ikar in life, they fundamentally pull the rug out from under themselves. So we'll stop over here for today, but then we'll pick up tomorrow a little bit more with this idea of understanding the danger of laziness, and through that, creating an understanding for the importance of the centrality of zrizos.